What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Today's video is titled Why Alcoholism and Substance Abuse is Skyrocketing Among Muslim Women. Now, a lot of guys out there, they've been telling me lately that a lot of Muslim women are going into alcohol. They're going into, like, not just weed, but more serious stuff, like speed, stuff like that. And a lot of Muslim guys out there are wondering, why is it that these Muslim women are getting into alcohol and drugs, knowing full well that the Islamic religion prohibits any sorts of intoxications? Now, as you guys may or may not know, I drove cab back in LA about 13 years ago. I drove cab in LA from 2009 to 2012. Then I came back and I drove cab from 2015 to 2016. So I drove cab for a total of 4 years. Now, in those 4 years of driving cab, I've seen at least 30, maybe 40,000 people. Now, do you want to know who is the most abusive person when it comes to intoxicants like marijuana, speed, alcohol, cocaine, and other hallucinogenic drugs? Strippers. Do you guys want to know why strippers abuse alcohol and drugs? I'm going to tell you why. You see, strippers, they make the real money. The money that allows them to buy implants for $10,000. Money that allows them to travel the world. They make that real money, not from showing their pussy on stage. They make that real money by having old, fat, ugly, sweaty, hairy, bald guys get on top of them. Okay? Now, no woman, no decent looking woman in her right mind wants to get mounted by someone who actually makes a gorilla look like a decent human being. So what a lot of these strippers do to get themselves ready to be mounted by old, fat, ugly, greasy, hairy, smelly, just ratchet ass, crusty old guys, is that they have to get really high. That's the only way prostitutes will allow themselves to get mounted by sexually repulsive men, is that they get super drunk, super high, okay? When I was driving cab, anytime I pick up a girl from a bar and she's going home with one of those ugly, fat, unattractive dudes, we have to stop at 7-Eleven to get some alcohol for her, okay? Now, in L.A., I think they stop selling alcohol at 2 in the morning. So pretty much any time I pick up a prostitute, you know, around 1:30, between 1:30 to 1:45 from any of the nightclubs, not nightclubs, but strip clubs up in North Hollywood, whether it's a Spearmint Rhino, there's one called Deja Vu. There's a couple of strip joints in the North Hollywood area. So anytime I pick up a stripper along with an old, fat, ugly, crusty dude, we always stop at 7-Eleven so they can get her drunk as a skunk. Now, the trillion-dollar question that you guys out there are asking yourself, well, how does this relate to Muslim women getting drunk and what have you? Well, here's the deal. A lot of Muslim women out there, they're marrying simply for money. Muslim women, they want a lifestyle. Now, the Chad, the bad boy, the Tyrone, he's not going to give woman anything other than his cock and her pussy. That's it. Okay? Now, opposite of getting a woman drunk so she can have sex with a sexually repulsive dude, opposite of that, whenever I pick up a woman with Chad, Tyrone, you know, murderers, criminals, she's going home with them, not only is she totally sane, but she is 100% conscious of what she's doing. She has no alcohol or any intoxicants inside of her because she wants to savor the moment being with Chad, being with Tyrone, being with the criminal, the murderer. She wants to cherish every microsecond this guy is on top of her, stroking her with his cock, okay? So, you know how they say men drink their problems away? Well, women do the same thing, except when it comes getting intimate with guys that they find sexually repulsive. Now, the problem here is with these dirty sharmutas, these hojabis as I call them, they marry simply for money, okay? When I was living in Egypt, I was totally shocked by how immoral the women in Egypt were. And this was 4 or 5 years ago, you know. I've had women tell me, man, oh, my husband, oh, he's just for money. I sleep around with other guys. It's totally fine. And I even knew a young Iraqi American dude. He was 21 at the time, you know, good looking, hot Iraqi guy. And he was Iraqi American, but for some reason he couldn't go back to America, and I didn't want to ask why. But he told me he was studying dentistry in Egypt. Apparently, getting your degrees from Egypt is a lot cheaper than getting it from pretty much anywhere else in the Arab world. And he was telling me, man, that he gets paid good money by Arab men, by Egyptian men, to fuck their wives. So there are Egyptian men out there who are so freaking cucked that they pay some young stud to fuck their wives, and they just keep her around for, I don't know, if you have a wife and you're not fucking her, and you're letting somebody else fuck her, I mean, why are you keeping her around? So people don't think you're some sort of mishogana or creep or something like that, I guess. So, depending on how cucked the husband is, see, you guys out there need to understand, in a perfect world, a woman would have one guy to financially take care of her, and one guy to take care of her sexual need. Let me say that again because of the motorcycle. In a perfect world, woman would have one guy taking care of her financially and then another guy taking care of her sexual needs. This is why women today are pushing open marriages. They're pushing cuckoldry. They're pushing, you know, non-monogamous relationships because they want to be with multiple men. Again, a woman wants to have that base of a guy who's a beta male, soy boy, simp, or even an oofy doofy who's gonna financially take care of her, but at the same time, she wants to be with a bad boy who for 1 hour a day, he's gonna make her squirt all over the place. You guys see, one of the things I learned here in San Cristobal, here in Mexico, you know, I said it before, we have a big expat community here, and pretty much all the expat guys, they're all a bunch of, literally, they're walking ATMs. Attention, time, and money, like Red Pill Married says on MGTOW TV. So these guys, you know, their women love it. They love it when these guys take them to fancy restaurants, upscale cafes, you know, talking to them, taking them to the bar to dance, shit like that. But the second these guys try to get intimate with the woman, she says, oh, baby, I got a headache. My period is still here. I have cramps. You see, guys, if you're listening to this, I don't care if you're Muslim, Jew, Christian, Hindu, whatever, okay? You guys out there who are either in a relationship, and guys, I said it in my last video, there's no such thing as relationships anymore when it comes to women. They are in a situationship. You know, a situation is a temporary thing, okay? A relationship is something long-term. Women today are in situationships. They're not in relationships. So you guys out there need to understand, okay? If you think you are in a relationship and she's spreading her peach like once or twice a month for you and she's giving you starfish sex where she pretty much gets on her back, what she's doing is that she's keeping you hooked enough. Otherwise, she knows that if she denies you sex, period, that eventually you're going to take your ATM and go to another woman. So in this case, you guys out there need to understand it's very important that if your wife says to you, "Hey, let's get drunk before we have sex," this is not an indicator. This is proof that she does not find you sexually attractive at all. In fact, quite the opposite. She is sexually repulsed by you. So I don't care if you're Muslim, Hindu, alien, if your girl only gets intimate with you when she's under the influence, divorce her right now. Why? She's cheating on you. She hates you. It's only a matter of time before she decides to ruin your life. You guys need to understand something, okay? Like Rollo Tomasi says, desire cannot be negotiated. Listen, a guy who's a 7 or an 8, he can say, "Well, she's a 4, but you know what? She cooks a mean casserole, she sucks dick like a pro, and you know, a guy whose SMV is twice as high as a girl, as one girl, he might be like, yeah, she's all right." But if a girl is not attracted to you like that, guys, it's over. This is what I want a lot of you guys out there, especially you Muslim copers out there who keep on writing me, telling me, "Oh, I or somebody I know is in a sexless relationship." Guys, if you are in a sexless relationship, she doesn't like you like that. You are simply her beta bucks deluxe. You guys need to understand, man. Women love sex, okay? You know, thanks to all the people on MGTOW TV like Ribby the Frog, Taylor the Fiend, the Lone Wolf, Monk Psychology, I think he's a Journey of Sagehood now, you know, and a lot of other people. Women will drive, women will fly to have sex with an alpha male who's a guy who makes that pussy wet. They will do anything to have sex with him. So if you are in an intimate relationship and you're like, "Hey, honey, let's get frisky," and she's like, "Oh, not today. I got a headache, cramp, period, shit like that," she's not interested in you guys, okay? I want you guys to understand something, okay? In Islam, if a woman denies her husband sex, she is cursed by the angels. It's in Islam, guys. Look it up. Go on Google, type in Islam, woman cursed by angels if she denies her husband sex. Now, of course, it has to be a legitimate reason, you know. But this woman today, their reasons are, "Oh, I got a headache, cramp, my period is still here." So, these women out there, guys, if a woman denies you sex and she does it multiple times, especially if she does it with like stupid excuses, she's not into you, guys. This is what I want everybody here watching this video to understand, man. Women love sex, okay? Now, women, they purposely and falsely put out this rumor that they're really not into sex. They do that so the beta male, the simp, the soy boy, the beta bucks deluxe thinks that, oh, that's just female nature. They don't like sex. They only like sex like once or twice a month, and that's it. No. These women love sex every day, multiple times a day. So if you're a young dude, you know, if you're a young Muslim dude, you're in your 20s or 30s, and your hijabi of a wife is not giving you sex, dude, divorce her. Divorce her right there on the spot. Because it's only gonna get worse, guys. You know, again, she could be cheating on you. She's gonna make your life miserable. She's gonna eventually divorce you. Guys, you need to understand, man. If a woman is sexually repulsed by a guy, you know, all the alcohol, all the intoxicants, you know, it's exactly like a guy who drinks his problems away. Does a guy drink his problems away? No, he doesn't. Okay, those problems are still there. The underlying issue is still there. See, this is why in Islam you're not allowed to get intoxicated in any form or way. Not just alcohol. Any intoxicant is bad for you. Why? because you distort reality. It's the same thing with women, guys. When a woman drinks alcohol so she can fucking have you get on top of her, she's distorting reality, okay? Reality is the truth. So when a woman gets drunk so you can have sex with her, hey, the truth eventually is gonna hit both of you right square in the jaw. Eventually, she's gonna fucking divorce rape you, she's gonna cheat on you, she's gonna make your life miserable. In the meantime, bro, I mean, dude, if your wife is not fucking having sex with you, she's 20, she's 30 years old, it's like, come on, man. I mean, do you need some guy on the internet to tell you divorce the damn hijabi, you know? What's his name? Tom Likas. He has DTB. Dump that bitch. Well, I have DTH. Dump that hijabi. Or DTS. Dump that sharmuta. Sharmuta, hijabi, they're synonymous, guys. So, if she's not fucking you, guys, if she's 20, 30 years old, she's not fucking you, her husband, trust and believe, somebody else is making her moan and squirt all over the place. So the bottom line, I want everybody here to understand, especially you Muslim guys out there, because I know a lot of these women, they try to make shit up, like, oh, women really don't like to have sex, and that religion says we should only have sex for procreation. Bull fucking shit, man. It's written right there. The Prophet Muhammad said, if a woman denies her husband sex, the angels curse her that entire day, okay? So right there, you understand that even from an Islamic perspective, sex is a healthy, enjoyable action that you are supposed to have with your wife. If she denies you that without any legitimate reason, you know, the whole, oh, I got cramps, my period is still here, oh, I have a headache, man, those are not legitimate reasons. Those are freaking excuses simply so she doesn't have sex with you. So the bottom line here, guys, is that you as men, you have to start divorcing women early on. Do not divorce a woman later on in the marriage. You never ever want to be in a cheaper to keep her situation. Look, man, I know a lot of Muslim guys in small town USA, they were in that position, cheaper to keep her situation. And guess what? You know, they just immediately ghosted, not immediately, eventually they ghosted their family here in America and they went back to live in Egypt. You know, that way, if she files for divorce or shit like that, you know, he's in Egypt, so who cares, right? You know, she can't, you know, she's going to divorce rape him in America, but he doesn't care. He's living in Egypt. You know, go to Egypt and divorce rape him over there. So that's what happens, guys. So when you are in a sexless marriage, one of you guys is gonna break. Either the husband is gonna break and say, fuck it, man, I just need a woman who's gonna suck my dick. Or eventually the woman herself is gonna say, you know what, I just can't handle having this guy on top of me, I want a divorce. So if you are in a sexless marriage, do the right thing, do the honorable thing, and just divorce that sharmuta. Alright guys, that's my video for you today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.